Well, France continues its anti-Iran rhetoric ahead of the talks in Geneva between Iran and the five prominent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany that are expected to reach a nuclear deal. The previous round of talks was scuppered when French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius insisted on taking all Israeli concerns into consideration before striking any deal with Iran. This time, French President François Hollande is taking the same approach, setting some conditions for an agreement.
The French president says Iran should meet four demands if it seeks an agreement over its nuclear program during the upcoming talks in Geneva. Standing alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem al-Quds, François Hollande once again repeated the anti-Iran rhetoric his country has been spouting over the past few weeks. He stated that France was in favor of an interim agreement with Iran only if four conditions are met. He called on Iran to put all its nuclear installations under international supervision, suspend its 20% uranium enrichment, and reduce its existing stockpile of enriched material. Halting the construction of a heavy water reactor in the Iranian city of Arak was the fourth condition he set for Iran.
There has definitely been some progress of late, but they did not seem satisfactory, and that's why France played this role in the negotiations for an interim agreement that must lead to a final accord. We set conditions, and these conditions will continue to remain in place for all the participants. At least that will be France's position.
A previous round of talks ended on November 10th without an agreement after French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius insisted that all Israeli concerns should be taken into consideration in any final deal with Iran. And now, ahead of the new round of talks, France is under great pressure from Israel to play the same game in order to cause another impasse in the negotiation process.
I think I'm seeing this as French obstinacy that will be downplayed by pressures from the other P5 plus one countries. France is not going to win any friends in Europe and elsewhere in the world by playing this hard Gaullist stand again.
Iran, which is a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT, allows International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors to make regular visits to its nuclear facilities. Recently, Tehran even signed a cooperation document with the IAEA, which will, on a voluntary basis, allow them to visit the Arak heavy water plant and the Gachin mine in southern Iran. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has said the country's right to enrich uranium must be respected by the international community. He also urged Western negotiators to lift the sanctions imposed on the Iranian nation, saying that the nuclear talks have entered a sensitive phase. As France and Israel continue their efforts to undermine the nuclear talks, it should not be forgotten that Israel is the sole possessor of nuclear weapons in the Middle East and has not joined the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Tel Aviv, which has adopted a policy of ambiguity over its nuclear activities, is believed to have stockpiled between 200 and 400 nuclear warheads. France was the first country that facilitated Israel's nuclear weapons program. Israel has continued its nuclear weapons program with impunity due to the protection the regime receives from the West. Now it remains to be seen how Iran's negotiating partners will deal with an all-out campaign led by France and Israel, which seemingly seeks to prevent any deal on the nuclear issue.